you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's going on, gang? Thanks for checking out today's episode. Before we get started, I want to let you know about a new segment we put out.
More content.
NNFA at the movies. It's basically black people talking over movies. You hate it, but you love it.
Because we watching classics like Ninja Turtles 1.
And Ninja Turtles 2.
We got Jaws.
Forrest Gump.
The Meg.
And we even watched Riding in the Cars with Boys.
And that might have been the best watch, because that shit, man, oh man.
Nothing like a good... bad mom movie.
A toxic mom movie is always cool.
So head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com and hit the NNFA tab. Go to the bonus content. All of those movies are there. Smoke up and enjoy. Let's get into this episode.
Let's go.
Giving you some bullshit logic. Come on.
Focus. My. The sky is far. Hey. No need for a motherfucking sorry, nigga.
Apologies.
No need for apologies.
Oh, this is the long. This is the 12-inch cut.
No need for apologies.
Let's go. Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome. Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Ains.
Yo, dude, look how we look today, man. We're shining. We're coming up
nigga,
wild.
When I talk about
wild weekend.
A wild weekend. God damn.
It was like being on the road in the city, bro.
It was pretty wild.
Like, this weekend was one for the books. I don't think we'll ever get...
June 10th through 12th, 2022.
Yeah.
Christ God.
We probably should get like some medals or something made, or at least like a flyer. You know what? Someone should make a flyer to denote this weekend that I can like almost like a, I hate to steal the idea, okay, but like a fan art kind of thing. If anyone could do fan art and document this weekend for us. June 12th, we had Derek's Netflix...
June 10th. To start from Friday and go to... Sunday.
Oh, I'm messing up the dates. Yeah.
Yeah, so because June 12th was just
this is our new Juneteenth.
Yeah.
This is our Juneteenth.
Yeah.
We made Juneteenth.
That's right.
Black ass, we made Juneteenth. We changed the narrative. That's all. That's so, such Black Air Force One energy.
So our Juneteenth is a week before actual Juneteenth. It's like a pre-Juneteenth.
So we had June 10th, Derek films his Netflix special.
Pretty good.
At the Stand.
It was a fun time.
Fucking
it connected.
Murdered that shit.
It connected.
That shit was incredible. You know what I mean? We smoked a bit. We all chilled. But I was extremely fucking happy for you watching
you
do
bro.
That shit. You know what I mean? We was all in there. That's amazing.
That's Friday.
Yeah, I'm just even processing that as I'm saying it out loud again. I'm like, fuck, dude. That's why I just watch you tape something for Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, that is... And I watched the jokes that you were doing. I remember when those jokes started.
Yeah.
Some of those jokes started down on Bleecker Street. You know
what
I mean?
Man.
So I'm like, holy shit. You know what I mean? We killed that. Saturday the 11th, we started a brand new show called The Reset, hosted by myself and Monroe Martin at Studio 111.
That shit was great.
That was a vibe.
That was a lot. That was a loungy-ass comedy
vibe.
Show, man.
Yeah, man. The
I
ladies,
smoked.
The ladies were out in full effect. A lot of side boob at this show.
Oh, yeah. Girls
That's
came
a
out.
A lot of side
That's why it was
boob
such a vibe.
At this
there
show.
Was so many women
And
there.
It's not
so
a dark comedy club. It's beautiful. Plants, fluorescent lights, side boob. What more do you need?
A lot of
man?
Oxygen in there.
Holy
a lot of
shit.
Plant. They had ferns and oxygen.
Yeah. And then
breathing.
We closed the weekend out last night with the taping of my third album.
Third
Holy
album.
Shit, man. That was, thank you, everybody, for
the
support on all of that shit. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
Nigga three
that
in.
Was crazy. So, There's an entire new Juneteenth, man. I told you, there was a lot of success around this podcast. There was a lot of shit going on. You see, I got my fucking resort shirt on.
He got the resort tree. He got his Tommy Bahama on. That boy feeling good, there, boy.
Yeah, man. I don't want to be hot, man. So, especially, I know you got to be cool because we got a guest on, man. We got a cool guest this
week.
Cool guest, man. So, I ain't want to sweat it out on this one, man. You know what I mean? Send a shout out to the homegirl, Chanel Omari. What's happening, love? How you doing?
Omari. Thank you for having me. I'm a cool guest.
Yeah.
This is an honor.
Yeah.
Now, you guys calling me cool? I'm gonna get mad DMs right now.
So Chanel, this is how like black people tip at a restaurant.
Okay.
And black people do this shit. Black people put the tip money out. And as you fuck up, they take the tip money away.
Yeah, so you start with 100.
You're cool.
And then you're like, here's $1, motherfucker. Get out of my face.
You're good.
I was worried because the way she couldn't help herself. I was like, we got a cool guest. She was like, oh.
I'm a nerd at heart.
We all are, man. We all are in some way, shape, or form. We're grown men almost in our 40s here with Ninja Turtles in front of us.
Absolutely.
Represent our personalities.
No rules.
But it's very cool to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I made it in life right now.
Which is crazy that we define cool. We just a bunch of nerds in the basement yapping into a fucking microphone.
About toys.
But, you know what I mean?
Why Ninja Turtles?
We grew up on the shit, man.
You grew up on it too?
We grew up on, I mean, we talk about the Ninja Turtles so much. These are the turtles that best represent our personalities. Yeah. And it helps install our new segment of No Need for Apologies at the Movies. Movie night is available, so make sure you guys start
going. Plugs early in the show, boy.
I know, but it just came up because you asked why Ninja Turtles, man. Yeah. But you can now watch along movies like Ninja Turtles 1.
And 2.
Ninja Turtles 2. Forrest Gump.
We just did Jaws. And The Meg.
The Meg. Oh, and my favorite, Riding the Cars with Boys.
Yeah,
I love a good shitty mom
movie. It's a great season one.
We did our first shitty mom movie. It was awesome.
So all of those movies are available for you guys to watch along with us and get why these action figures are here on the table. But enough about the action figures. Back to you, Chanel. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Surprisingly black name.
Yeah, a lot of people think I'm black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work for the Maury Povich show.
Oh,
fun fact.
Shit.
I used to produce for
that show.
A lot of black people. And I used to talk to Shaniqua, Derek, you know,
don't
and they would be like, they'd be like,
a lot of Derek
Samori. Yeah, a lot of Derek. A lot of Derek Samori. They're like, you are not the father, Derek.
It's a lot of D-E-R-R-I-C-K, motherfucker.
Come on.
Or D-I-C-K.
D-I-C-K. There you go.
The fact that you aren't or haven't been on Maury, you'd be perfect for Maury.
Oh, I would care.
Just talking about how great your pullout game is.
I feel like you've come a million times.
Maury, what you think? I'm just coming in bitches eating chips?
Yeah, that was a good line. You think I'm just
you do the like chicken dance? You know that guy who's famous for the chicken
live,
dance?
Maury. I got a life to live. You think I'm in here busting?
Like, Maury, I am not the father.
He's a Burberry shades, Maury.
Nigga, I ain't here splooging in chicks like I ain't got shit to do tomorrow.
Burberry and babies don't go together.
They don't go together. It don't mix. It's a conflict of interest.
And then he pop locks off the stage.
I forgive them a song. Yeah. I give them a song to play.
Oh my God.
When they tell me I'm not the father. Hit it. Doom da da dum doom diggy boom. Fuck you, bitch. I'm out.
I thought you was going to get these niggas that everybody's happy.
Yeah. The guests would like literally come to the show and be like, yo, I thought you were a black girl from like, you know, the Bronx.
Okay,
you know,
so
not
Chanel
a white girl.
Omari,
well,
is that
really
your
white
name or is that a pseudo name that you've taken on?
No, that's my name. So I'm an Israeli Colombian Arab Jew.
Okay.
And so my dad, it's my last, my dad's really goes, he's half Israeli, half Middle Eastern, right? Half
Omar,
Arab.
Omar, yeah.
And that's the last name, Omari. Omari.
Oh.
Omri. Yeah. Omri. You know that Omar accent?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I know dude's name. I know dude's name Omari, like dudes that I grew up with named Omari in the hood, but we didn't know that it was an Arabic name.
Just like,
oh,
or it's sometimes a Muslim name.
So wait.
Like a lot of Muslims have that name for their last names or their first name. So yeah, but you know.
So is that where Maury come from?
So
it's just Omari
with a Muslim name. That's
wild.
I'm like Omari for what?
You're a Jewish lady with a Muslim name.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're probably crazy, aren't you?
I'm a very big psycho. And I talk about it. In my stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think I'm still single? 37. I mean, that's a little never engaged, no kids.
It's New York.
I love how I'm like saying it on your podcast. Like, don't fucking DM me.
But I'm just saying. Like,
do the Greek thing.
But also, I blame the dudes out there like always wanting or thinking they could do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's New York. That's everybody here
what
is in New York.
What does that mean? Everyone, what does that mean? It's New York.
Anybody here in New York has a mentality.
Right now.
Everyone here has a mentality that they can do better.
Well, you're both in relationships. You don't, I'm sure you don't think
we're
that.
Not from New York.
Okay, I'm not
from New York. I'm from the Philly, South Jersey area.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what it is. It's like when you're from New York, you think?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, I think that everybody just... New York definitely has a culture of like, it's so... Everyone's so evasive in New York.
Evasive is a really good word.
Like, it's a... Like, everybody's got commitment phobia, you know what I mean? Like, all of that. Motherfuckers, I just watched a clip from a podcast. Diddy, a grown-ass man on a podcast with the girl he fucking, and she asked him on the podcast, what are we?
Yeah,
But we friends.
We invented the remix.
Nigga. That's
well,
New
I was
York.
Recently,
that's Harlem.
I was talking to you about this. We were at the stand off the like that. This was off the record the other night. I was with Derek and some other comics. Uh-huh. We were talking about relationships, and I just recently got out of something where the guy, it's the commitment situation. Guys want casual. They don't want to be committed. They think there's other options out there, and they're like, let me use you and the other girl on the side. And before you know it, two bitches are in the street fucking taking the earrings off and fighting each other.
And that's not good.
And it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good for the culture. It's not good for women, period. It's not good for, like, in general, the human race.
I think also New York has always been such a scrappy, do whatever to survive kind of thing.
Yes.
That it's like, you don't want nobody close enough to you because everybody knows what they're willing to do. Mm-hmm. When it gets down and dirty in this town.
All right. See?
And it's like, you can't hide that from your significant other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Y'all live in an apartment this big.
Yeah.
You can't hide shit.
You know what I mean?
So it's like,
that's why you get sick of each other too when you live in an apartment. That's what I recently.
That's
why
everybody breaks up in the city.
Yeah.
You have to understand. And it's millions of just brawless women out here going, hey, man, I'm not looking for anything serious. Are you out of your fucking
mind? Dude,
when girls say that, they're lying. Women are always looking for something serious, and they're always looking to turn something from casual to serious.
Stop making everybody crazy like you.
How in denial they are.
Hey, stop projecting your whole...
As if you don't want a relationship. You are in a relationship.
I'm in one.
I have a theory.
COVID kept us together. And then we wound up falling for each other in the fucking shit.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
I do
have that's why it worked out. But anyway, go ahead.
I do have a theory about women who fall in love with, like, anybody.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh God,
I'm listening.
Like,
this is already a groovy episode.
What is this theory? This is me.
I'm loving this shit.
I think it's a shallow vagina.
Oh,
the love button is close enough anybody can hit it.
Right.
Wow. So that's why.
That's crazy. Right. That's the crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's not that you're crazy. I mean, you're crazy in love. Yeah.
That's
you know
the
what
big
I mean?
Red button.
Yeah. But when somebody's hitting that right there, that, and if you got a shallow vagina, anybody's going to hit that.
Yeah.
If
he hitting your coccyx bone, that little bone in the back, you can fall in love real fast.
That's why short women get attached.
It's called the coccyx bone.
Yeah.
It's a COCYX. Cockix.
Short women get attached very fast. Fuck a 6-footer. She's never going to call you back.
A big basketball bitch ain't calling you back. She needed that before her game. Big old 6-foot-1 glamazon. She ain't worried about you. That girl got cavernous pussy. She ain't worried about you.
But I mean, would you agree with that? Would you agree that the attachment comes usually from good sex for hard at anything
yes,
else?
Yes, I'm going through this right now. Yes,
all
good
right.
Sex is what keeps me, I can't speak for all women, but I know most women have told me, keeps us in the relationship, keeps us wanting back
that's
bullshit,
all
right? Or
that's
like tolerating shit we shouldn't be tolerating. We're like, you know what? He gives me that good D. I'm going to tolerate him bitch slapping me a little bit around. You know, I'm going to tolerate him ignoring me when we're out in public. And
feminism.
yay feminism.
She's saying it. We ain't said shit, Dylan.
Oh, my God.
Let her keep talking.
But she was at Maury, so she soaked up some of that vibe.
Yeah,
I mean? Like,
she
that's in the air.
I am jaded from that stuff. You know, if you think about it, you're around a lot of people like that. People cheating, people stealing.
You in the back giving somebody tissues, and you don't need him. Bitch, are you crazy? He got that good dick.
Yeah, he got that. He got no money, but he got that good dick. Oh, that's hilarious.
Poor people come with bigger dicks.
Yeah, this bitch is sitting on the ground.
That's God's intention.
But guys, Studio A.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Guys are not like that where they get attached to the pussy and they're like, oh, let me go back because it was so good. Because you could, to guys, it's the newest, tightest. That's what's. you know?
No, it's not. Well, that's the funny thing. I don't think pussy is what holds the dude. And that's where girls get fucked up, because for women are attached to dude based off of the sex.
Correct.
Dudes will get attached to a chick because of the quality of life that, you know, she adds value to the life. She thinks it's because of the pussy.
Yes.
And she'll be mad when he gets pussy somewhere else. He'll come home and tell you, that didn't mean nothing to me. You're the one. And they're like, but you had her pussy. He's like, yeah, but I didn't have her cooking. I didn't have her, you know, I didn't have her company.
I didn't wake up with her in the morning.
Yeah.
We ain't watched Jurassic Park together. Right.
Like, men.
That fucking shit you men pull, though.
Have you ever got the feeling? Have you ever got the feeling as soon as a guy came, you realize, oh, this guy does not like me?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
I'm like, yes.
Don't they call that
all
doomsday?
The time.
What's
all
doomsday
all
in the
time.
Business?
What do you feel? What are the virtue signals that you pick up on?
I feel like, well, the signals I pick on that he doesn't like me?
After he's come. Yeah, because it's like,
when he's running out the door and he's like, yo, I got to go, and his jeans are still in my house. Or he's like, yo, listen, I got to go to church. And I'm like, you don't go to church.
She just said his jeans are still in the house.
That's crazy.
This nigga like, ran out with just his brother.
That never happened. That happened in movies.
What is wrong with you that happened? Right? I'm
why
sorry.
Something
I have to.
Come on.
If this is a real story.
Okay, why does that have to be something wrong with
because
me?
Because a motherfucker doesn't leave without his jeans.
I could see like maybe some chino
shorts. My keys and
what
wallet in my
bag
jeans.
Of clothes? What about without his bag of clothes?
Wait a minute. What is this snapping shit?
Now she's adding shit.
Okay.
It wasn't. Somebody came for one night and left without their jeans.
No, I'm saying this happens a lot to women, though.
Okay,
It's like one night stands, or this is how you can tell a guy doesn't like you, where he's like out the door. There's no coffee. There's no like, let's go to breakfast. There's like, hey, I gotta go. And you're like, wait, what just happened? I thought loved me.
Men will be damn near in love with you to get in. And this is where men can fall out of love with you. Believe it or not, I think we care about apartments. We do.
Yeah, I like
dudes. What is this? A guy likes a nice upscale apartment. Give a guy a nice upscale apartment, he is yours forever.
Yeah, but like,
and it's not that easy. It's not like anybody can get an upscale apartment.
You ever come into an apartment and you go like, like you know, as soon as you, all right, we going nut and then get out of here. As soon as you go in, and that maybe that could happen. Is your apartment nice? Or is it
nice? It's
nasty?
Nice. It's a little bit. Yeah, nasty. I mean, but it's not like. It's humble. It's nice. It's clean. It's a nice space to love in.
Now, I know we talked about this before in another podcast. You're Jewish, so do you have a lot of tchotchkes around?
Tchotchkes?
Like toys?
Do you have tchotchkes? Because I've heard tchotchkes could just be anything.
A tchotchke.
It could just be any little collectible thing.
Tchotchkes. I do have some tchotchkes.
Like one.
One major.
Let's be honest. Come on. Because I'm going to tell you this.
One major tchotchke friend.
Ooh, what's the major one? What is it?
This is why we're going to figure out why he ran out without
a rabbit?
Jeans.
Yeah.
It's you
never heard of the rabbit?
Oh, you talking about you have a toy.
A toy. Oh, I thought that's
what you're thinking
about.
Those kind of tchotchkes. Not, no.
Oh, you're talking about the Jewish way.
Yeah.
Like the real tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Get your mind
like
out
souvenirs.
The fucking gutter.
Exactly, because that's what I'm trying to tell you, Chanel. If it's tchotchkes around the apartment,
that's why he left without his jeans.
He out.
But why?
That's why he left without his jeans.
You crazy. You're crazy.
Why
does tchotchkes equal crazy? I got to break this down.
A big ass
break
rabbit.
This down.
Okay.
Why do tchotchkes equal crazy?
So first of all,
you guys have really high standards.
But I think this means that
I'm never getting married.
You have confirmed you have an apartment full of tchotchkes.
It's not full of tchotchkes.
Is it a hobby or is it an obsession?
Actually, let me tell you something. It's mainly plain and simple. Plain and white.
Stop fighting for it. What
the like
fuck
one
is tchotchke, tchotchke
here, one tchotchke there.
What's the tchotchke?
He actually stole all my tchotchkes.
He stole your tchotchke?
To show other people. Like, yo, you're not going to believe this.
And he goes, hey, she's crazy.
Yo,
she has so many tchotchkes.
Explain to me why he left the apartment without his fucking jeans.
Why do you think? Because
the tchotchkes.
Casanova.
Okay.
He's a serial Casanova.
And he likes to play the game with every girl.
And that's who you let fuck.
Game.
But
yes, he does.
That's who you let fuck.
Chanel.
I know you're right.
I don't. Wait.
Chanel, we got to get,
I don't think you're taking responsibility.
I'm not.
You're not taking responsibility.
Can I just tell you what you just said right now?
Go ahead.
I thought about it today. I was walking down the bridge almost thinking to jump off it, but I stopped myself.
You was going
to
jump off in a pink blazer?
I stopped myself.
That would have been so funny. To see a woman
you
in a pink blazer get pulled out of the fucking Hudson.
You guys are making me so happy.
happy.
Like
right
this
now.
Well-dressed woman jumped off the Williamsburg
in
Bridge
a fuchsia
today.
In a fucking
because her heart was broken.
She looked like a thornberry.
Her heart was broken by some older
we just
dude.
Watched her wash down to the Statue of Liberty. There she go. Yeah, we see her.
I was like, today I was thinking in my with my Starbucks before I jumped off.
Oh God.
No, but I was like, you know what? I got to take responsibility. How long did I allow this behavior to go on for? And that's one thing is sometimes we, in relationships, we don't do. We're not like blaming ourselves. We're blaming the other person. But I allowed a lot of the behavior.
Yeah. Because you know you articulated it very well before where you talked about women have a Barbie dream house at every stage of their life.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right? And it's that thing because you have in your
that's
mind.
That's Monroe, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you said something about that, but because you have in your mind what it's supposed to be, if anything looks like it fits into your world, you're like, okay, this is mine. And you stay claim on it.
And I'm like, I want it. And that's where the psycho stems from. You feel me?
No,
it's my territory.
No, but here's the thing. It's not crazy, but that's where you're setting yourself up for disappointment because when the vibration is in there and that person is, when you guys need to separate, you're trying to hold on to something that really didn't fit. You thought it fit because it looked like it fit, but it didn't fit.
And then when they come back, they make it harder for you to not let go. So you're like, oh, this was supposed to fit. It was meant to be. You know what I mean?
Wait, what do you mean when they come back?
What is this two
they
cents?
Came,
so
what
sometimes
cents
they come back for their jeans and they're like, wait, I forgot them. Got to pull them back up. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Right. Now, this is where I would get scared. If I was, because I'm scared when girls do shit like that.
Why?
Okay. Because girls don't mean it.
Because
girls,
they disappear and then all of a sudden they're coming back and you're like, what's
girls come back with like cameras and recording.
And I just, girlfriends.
I just want y'all to see this, right? Oh, girl, you're not going to believe. Watch, let me get back. And y'all, like, girls
y'all
think
sinister,
that's funny.
Man.
You know
we're
what I mean?
Revengeful, yeah.
Right. So, like, I would be scared if a dude came back to do that, that maybe his, which also makes me want to know, what are these fucking tchotchkes?
What are we talking about? I feel like you're playing with me.
No. House. Yeah, what
they're
do you
dreidels.
Get no, the fuck.
If
they're
dreidels, you did this to yourself.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Are a fucking loser.
Exactly.
Like if you have dreidels around yours, what if they were dreidels and little?
I'm trying to help you figure
what
it
are
out.
Those snow the snow globes.
If they were snow globes,
what if they were also eating up the dollar balls?
If I came into a 37-year-old woman's apartment,
what would you think?
That has snow globes all around.
Listen to yourself.
If they are not,
you guys fuck cat ladies all the time, all over the city.
All the
not
time.
Not you guys, but men in general.
But we don't. Wife them.
We don't wife them.
Yes, you do. Cat ladies for some reason. No.
Cat ladies are not married. They give their cats human names. And that's who they're talking about.
And that's okay. And I can't have snow globes.
No. Catwoman is a good one-nighter.
I have Ninja Turtles around my house that are collectibles.
See,
that's
now
fucking
that's
cool.
Now you're trying to lure
people in.
And
I have Nintendo.
Do you see yourself spiraling right now in your jacket?
And you know what this is? This is what I call Little Mermaid syndrome.
Go ahead.
Because the Little Mermaid was like this, and a lot of girls. Did you watch Little Mermaid?
Yes, of course. It's my favorite show.
You think my collection's complete? I watched my daughters absorb this horse shit, right? That I can just be a fucking hoarder, right? And then all of a sudden, some man is just going to take me and all of my possessions.
Look at this sweet. It's collectible.
Yeah, that's Ariel. Uh-huh. That's hopeless ass Ariel.
I am.
Wanna be part of your world with all of my shit.
That's what it is.
One time.
Little Mermaid, this bitch is a hoarder.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store where every auto part at the best price. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rock Auto has been in business for 20 years.
That's two decades.
And they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Convenience?
Yeah, man. No longer talking to the counter guy or girl, you know, who has to order the parts and aren't really sure what you're looking for. And they never really have what you need. And after all of that hassle, they still charge you the storefront markup price.
Because they're trying to get a check. They ain't caring about you. Go to Rock Auto.
Yeah, man. Go to Rock Auto. You ain't got to steal from those other guys. So if you're a car guy right now, just go. Like, pause this. Go open up another tab. Go to rockauto.com and just check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. A little bit autistic, but you know, like, what are you doing? I'm looking at car parts.
Car parts.
But I used to know a lot of guys that did that. Like, even when I was working on cars and stuff like that, yeah. I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to get this exhaust. Oh, this manifold holder. I can't wait to put this filter in.
Yeah, I remember my pop when he, because my pop, he details his own Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
My pop fixes his own BMW. It's pretty wild. So he has to go to these certain places that got certain pieces.
Yeah.
When he gets that piece, it's like a new piece of jewelry for a rapper, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, dude, yeah. Working on your car is therapeutic, too, man. At the prices that they got at rockauto.com, you can't afford to not try it just to see what it's like to get under the hood and mess
around. My nigga had that car since 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've probably been getting parts from Rock Auto. They've been around since 86.
86. See, 20 years. Well, actually, that's more than 20. Wow.
But anyway.
I'm older than Rock Auto. Ain't that a B? Ain't that an auto part?
So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as pricing is already that good.
There you go.
When you order, make sure you just tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
That's rockauto.com. Let's get back into it.
That's one time I had a guy say to me,
mermaid
you have too much shit in your house.
You got too much luggage. Too much baggage.
So do you think that equals baggage? Like, when you see so much shit in someone's house. Sea.
Of course that's baggage.
You're like, oh, this bitch has baggage in her life. She's just
and
messy.
A fanny.
Yes. Well, but I mean, tchotchkes like that, it is intimidating, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
so you come in and you see a snow globe and you get scared?
You're younger. How old are you, 24? So you're not even really into girls with apartments yet, right? Like, not too many.
I've had a couple, but recently
like
I've had one big
bus stops
one.
And
but no, there's mostly at my house, and I have a bunch of tchotchkes.
Yeah, you're Jewish also.
But it's mostly like Star Wars.
How would you feel about, like, all right, if you went to a dude's apartment and it was just all toys, like a room just all toys everywhere, action figures.
I would think it's a little weird, but I would also that would be adorable in a way.
She gonna fuck.
Interesting.
I would think that's innocent, and I do think there's something a little creepy when you have your mind has to regress back to like Disney, because I or like someone watching Disney cartoons or that's weird, like action figures.
Okay,
it's a little weird, but it's also adorable, and there's something innocent about it.
Yeah, so
and
if
I would
didn't
definitely
have roommates,
give it to him.
You'd definitely give it up.
I would give it up 100%.
Absolutely. So
because I'd be like, I feel so safe. The Ninja Turtles are here to protect me.
This is all on you.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Sometimes I would feel like it
this
depends.
This is all on her.
Because it'd ahead. Be a serial. It could. You could also be a serial killer.
Serial killer is the funny thing.
And then I did it to
like
myself.
Everyone's detail thing. Everyone goes to default serial killer.
Everybody goes serial killer.
But like, there's just like when someone has a collection like that that they display in their house for no one but them, there's something there a little bit where you're like, all right, like, you got to give me more of a reason why. Like, if they came from your grandmother or there's like
expound
some sort of meaning.
Okay, I have some stuff from my grandmother
some
that's
stuff.
Meaning.
Like a ring and a
like
wedding
a
dress?
Like a
got a wedding dress,
like
her old pearls.
Pink tutu.
Her old pearls, huh?
I do have some of her old pearls.
Oh, God.
A jewelry box. And I have, you know those, remember those twinkle stars that you like wind up?
Yeah.
And it was like a merry-go-round. I don't know. I just have some carousel shit.
You probably got
I will tell you that.
From Colombia.
That would, I could deal with it, but I already know that that's a person that I'm going to have to deal with an emotional ride, like whatever the anniversary of this person's death is or the birthday.
So
that, you know what I mean?
Says like already to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
you
not.
You don't think that's endearing that someone's like, oh my God, look at my little carousel that my grandmother.
Nope. It is. No.
La abuelita
it
got
is.
Me from Colombia.
It is. Absolutely. But you got to figure out what matches with you.
Yeah.
So this is also not, I don't want to look at it as a problem, but if someone else's issue now becomes your issue.
Right.
Like, that's like same thing. If I came into a girl's apartment and her apartment is filthy and you're like, I could fuck, but I can't, if I'm not comfortable sitting around and have, like, if I'm not comfortable sitting on your toilet, how do I hang out here? You know what I mean?
I don't want to get bed bugs.
Right.
Do you think that's sometimes that's the mistake I think we make? We don't even realize, like, we're not aware that maybe the apartment's not clean and that's why the guy ghosted us. Maybe he can't handle this messiness, this cloudiness.
And some women that
are just like, why did he ghost me?
Right. And some women
turn the mirror on yourself.
And I'm like, oh, he ghosted me because this place is fucking filled up with rats.
How the fuck do you tell a girl, like, yo, I don't think we should see each other no more?
You guys are just being gentlemen when you ghost.
Absolutely, believe it or not.
I just had an epiphany.
Ghosting.
I just had an fucking epiphany.
We've talked about it before. Ghosting, even though it hurts people's feelings, you know what I mean?
He's
it's like
being gentlemen somehow. So we should just be
even
like,
girls.
Oh.
Girls ghost.
Girls ghost too. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been ghost.
Like girls. You know why
ghost,
girls
but
ghost?
Not really.
Girls ghost usually because they got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
They was just out flirting. It got a little, went a little too
got
far.
Got a little crazy.
Yeah, and now they're
she
like,
she rode me
am
to
I
the
thinking?
Cows, came right. home, and now she's gone.
But I guess, yeah, what's so bad about ghosting? Like, it's really hard telling someone, yeah, you're not the one, or you're not, I don't want to hook up with you anymore. Like, what are you supposed to say?
Yeah, that's why people
that
just
scene.
Don't say nothing. Everyone's
scene.
Scared, right? but that's what we talk
or
about.
Or you could be an asshole like me and say stuff like, I don't think you should make that spaghetti on the top of dishes. Hey, about
is that how you pick the fight with them?
You shouldn't make that. How about let's not cook with a sink full of dishes?
Or, but
hey, man, you know your little bathroom trash can is overflowing with tampons. How about you know
guys don't like that?
You're getting a little big. I can't see your kneecaps no more. How about that?
But that's sad, right? Because you can't
you're not
say that.
To say those
and
things.
Then. Two months later, you end up with a fucking 26-year-old.
Right.
Tighter, hotter, younger. I'm just saying 26, not for no reason, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm just saying because it always ends up with like that 25, 26,
a
younger girl.
Here's the thing. It circles back to what you were talking about at the beginning. What is going on? It's just people are evasive. They're avoiding conflict. Mm-hmm. They're avoiding, you know, whatever. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So you also kind of have to take... like it is, even though it hurts, it's more respectful than telling you the truth because the truth is going to hurt even more.
Yep. I think so too.
Yeah.
And on top of that, this city's so fast, it's easier to get over it. That's why a lot of motherfuckers break up in New York like that.
Is it?
Go,
but
okay.
I mean, when you really are attached to someone, when you do find someone in New York City for a few months, it is harder to let them go though. And then go back out in the market and be single. Like recently I just broke up with someone.
Yeah,
in 2 months I haven't been with anyone since him because I'm out there and it's like, I don't know. You just get attached to one person. You're like, can I ever find this again? And then you go out there and you're like, oh, there's disgusting people out there.
Well, that's the other thing that you're going for. For what? What did she say? My bad.
This little sad horse shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was actually about to
I just went down in a depression.
Like, what the fuck was that? Yeah, but anyway.
You get attached to her, and then you got that voice, too. You got that scrappy, I lost somebody voice.
I have a scrappy voice?
It's like, yeah.
You know what's weird, though? when dudes get attached... And I can't say this for all dudes, but when dudes get attached and get hurt, they usually kind of sever that feeling. You know what I mean? They usually cortisone that wound.
With pussy.
Well, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You guys get
women
over
don't,
faster.
Well,
with
we
pussy.
Cortisone that. Like, or whatever you call it, when you burn the shit off, so that it's like, all right,
cauterize.
I lost that arm, it's done.
You cauterize
and you move on, right? Yeah.
Women, y'all let it heal. So that
open.
You
let it drip dry.
You got a new arm and they chopped it off again. All right. Well, I'm going to wait until I grow a new arm.
Once we get over it, we're over it. And you guys come back sometimes, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm not over it. Why do guys come back, you think, from a guy's perspective?
Just to see how dismembered you are.
It's so true.
Damn, she lost a leg and an arm.
Yeah.
I can't be walking around with this hobbly bitch. I'm out.
Dudes usually come back when they're like... in between relationships or
always do
or like they're fielding a bunch of chicks and it's like fuck none of my top tier answered.
Oh, that's not good. So then how do you respond to a guy you want back who finally comes back to you later on
and you don't want
to be last choice? You don't want him to think, okay, you could play me like that.
Oh,
you're fucking top tier didn't answer you,
no.
Now you're answering me.
Well,
so he calls you back
and
then you let him in the door.
Yeah.
You're leftover macaroni and cheese.
Here's
stop there. Making yourself
right.
Fat.
How do you, if you want someone though, where's the boundary?
Well, you could go ahead and have fun and take what that person's going to give you because that person is in control.
Then he's going to
they're in control.
And leave you a baby and then run out.
And then I'm going to really go psycho on everybody.
So you should probably cut that out.
Then you have a piece of him forever. No. I have something you other bitches don't.
Inside me 24/7.
And then it's going to come out that you're going to have to raise it. So, yeah.
I'm going to just drop it off at his house like, hey, just raise it.
Some people
you
do that.
You see what you're doing, right? Turn the mirror on yourself. You're a very toxic lady.
Am I?
I'm getting a lot of
vibes. I think you want me to be toxic. He's like, I love toxic women, so you are therefore toxic. No,
my girl's not toxic, so it's fine.
But I don't think it's toxic.
Yo.
I'm just fucking with you.
I know, but I don't know if you noticed.
What's up?
Chanel is actually not only Jewish, Long Island Jew.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm that kind of Jew. I am that badass. Why? Do you have a thing for Long Island Jews?
No, my girl is Long Island Jew.
No, she
That's
is
what I'm
not.
About to say. Like, yeah.
Is she really? Shout out to your girl. I love Long she Island Jew. Long
yeah,
Island
yeah, Jew yeah.
Stuff. That's why she's a true princess.
So we've talked princess about this before where, what podcast did we do together? Were you talking about this?
Chip Chipperson.
Oh, yeah, Chip Chipperson. Go check that episode out where me and Chanel warned Chip Chipperson. But we had this discussion then, and we're going to have it again now. Long Island Jews, they study hip hop.
Oh like, my God. As, my girl does fucking
as kids.
As she
kids.
Works for as,
I do it on my lives now, bro.
As kids, they're going to hip hop dance class, all of that. So like there's a serious thing for Long Island Jews. They kind of come to the island like, yo. yo. I know how to twerk. I know how to do all that. What's up?
Like, you, babe.
You know how black dudes be like, where the white women at? Like, nah. Jewish chicks be on the island like, yo, where the black dudes at?
Yep.
Wow.
We're prepared for you guys right now. Hip-hop.
Wow. Long, yeah.
It's a
well,
trend.
You know what
they look
cool
for
fact.
Us, too.
So we were raised, I feel like on Long Island, you know, you come from
That's
affluence,
so
money, and then you're raised with what's cool, and that's what was cool, right? Hip-hop,
right.
Entertainment. It's like those were the cool guys. That's who you wanted to be part of. That was, whether it was comedy or music, everything with hip-hop was influential, you know, growing up in Long Island. So I felt like, yeah, that's why we took hip-hop classes, and our parents really didn't care about us. So they were like, yo, we're going to just drop you at hip-hop dance. Shabbat shalom, bro.
My girl used to do
she's
dance.
Describing your girl, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You right? Did she not do hip hop because her parents probably didn't pay attention to her?
More in with her than
no.
you realize.
No, yeah, no, I'm kidding
really
about.
Me, oh no.
My mom be like, "I'm dropping you off at hip hop dance. Don't do a thing. Don't get in trouble."
If it wasn't gonna be my girl, I would have probably got with Chanel, and my life would have been terrible.
Yo, I would have ruined
I
him.
I was one step above.
He would never
Jesus,
show up anywhere.
Oh my God.
Let me dodge that bullet.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, man. I thought that was funny because as you're going down that, this girl is toxic. I'm like,
So she's wait, where
you might want to get to
Baldwin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know where Baldwin is. That's 20 minutes away from me. I'm from Great Neck.
Great Neck.
Yes. Great Neck.
Yeah.
Great Neck. Where the Gatsby lives.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, they have the Great Gatsby was filmed.
Yeah,
there.
I read that book during the pandemic. I feel like we're there again now.
Yeah.
In that era.
That is
was that
where
the
we're
20s?
Yeah, roaring 20s.
That's funny. It's 2022.
Fresh off of a
I did
plague.
Not know your girl. I'm dying that your girlfriend's a Jewish Long Islander.
Yeah. Well, you almost used the name. Whatever you, it sounded like you held back from a phrase that you know.
Jewish princess Long Islander. I was gonna say.
Oh, is that what they are? All
well, that's what we're called. I mean, it's not an offensive
like
term.
That sounds like a.
That was also a show I was on.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah,
was that
that's
a
right. She was a reality was called- show. Yeah, she
oh,
was a reality show.
I was a reality star.
What was it? The Jewish princess.
You got reality star voice.
It was called Princesses of Long Island.
Princesses of Long Island.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
What network was this on?
Bravo.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Bravo.
So these shows, these are ones too. They come in. They film like in your house,
7
right?
days a week, 24/7, except for in the bathroom. One time I had a producer actually follow me in the bathroom. I was like, yo, bro, come on. I got to like pee, you know,
yeah.
Like give a woman a space. And he's like, well, you know, I'm like, contract. 24 hours already. They're, you know, filming you. You want 1 hour. Like, I remember even I was like crying off camera.
I'm sorry. I just had to laugh because that was such a Jewish way to defend yourself. Contract. Not, so, get out of here, you
oh, yeah,
creep.
I forgot about that.
You sound like the Affleck duck.
Damn, contract. I really am Jewish.
Affleck.
Speaking of stereotypes.
How about just standing up for yourself? Get out of here. No.
Yeah, no.
I have a contract that says.
Contract.
Jesus. Well, because, you know, so many producers are like, they're fucking, they go. I got that contract, bitch.
Oh, God. Are you still cool with any producers that, like, how long did you do the show for?
I did it for a year. It was, like, years ago. It was a 2014. Yeah, I'm still cool with them. Like, sometimes they'll, like, ask me, hey, do you want to try out for this show we're doing?
Okay, but it's not like, hey, you want to meet up for drinks or
sometimes,
I'm in the neighborhood. You
yeah.
want to come to this party?
Yeah, one of the executive producers, actually, I'm really close with.
Okay.
We go to, like, parties. I'll invite her to parties she'll go to or get drinks with her. She's come to comedy shows of mine.
Okay.
As
a matter. I always wonder how that works. I figured, like, you'd be pissed off at producers by the end of a shoot.
See, that's the thing. You get there as a human, and then you realize from the business standpoint, getting pissed at them doesn't serve you, right? Because you want that relationship. Later on, they could think of you for something. Like, I'm sure you don't burn bridges with agents.
Who,
Derek? Derek, do you?
Who, Derek?
Yeah.
Dare? Oh, shit.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to have that relationship with them.
You want to see a bridge burn.
Oh, I blow them up.
Yeah.
Like, right. I put dynamite on my bridge and fuck them burn.
Michael Bay calls him for advice. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get rid of a bridge in a movie.
A big circle shot.
What's a way to burn it that hasn't been done?
Like, I'm burning your fucking bridges.
I hear you the best. You know how to burn some motherfucking bridges, boy. Like, cut connections. I need you on set for Transformers 5.
That's a West Side Gun lyric if I ever heard one. Yeah. Oh, Michael Bay on the phone want to burn bridges.
But no, man, I don't do reality.
You wouldn't do reality
I got
TV?
Scripted. I did it already. And I was like, I hate this shit. So I went to scripted. So it's a different thing.
Do you think if a comedian does reality TV, it like taints their brand? Or they should just always
go for
scripted?
It depends on what they do. It depends on what they do.
I'm
did
not
a game show.
Hold you.
I did a game show. You doing it.
Yeah. Right, that's different. A game show, you're not typecasting. Yeah. I'm still typecasting.
Well, that's like typecasting for comedians. There's so many comedians that host game shows that people don't even know are comics.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Why I had to get out
that's
of that.
The worst thing when people don't know. Like me, they were like, you're a comedian. And the funny part is the reason I even got the show was because I was doing open mics like 10 years ago when the show was looking for something. You know what I'm saying? It's like it goes hand in hand. It's not like they're like, oh, let's pick this bitch out of nowhere.
But that's essentially kind of what comedy and realizing where we are. That's where we are in entertainment. We're like the bottom rung of like, okay, this guy is entertaining enough that we can put him anywhere. But all of the hosts of every show, everything moving forward, people, no one knows you for stand-up.
Exactly.
Once you get plucked out of stand-up and place something else.
Like 10 years ago. And then there was like regular shows. And then they would be like, oh, can you do improv? Can you do this? And then I got into that whole school of I have to be 10 steps ahead and not just do stand-up. I have to do the social media thing and get like wrapped. But then you want the respect from other stand-up comedians who are doing it straight.
Yeah, you don't do open mics now, right?
I don't do open mics now. Yeah, I do regular shows. So not that I'm above it. By the way, open mics do fuck with my mental health.
Oh, they do?
Because a lot of them are with mostly men.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes that, like, if they don't think it's funny, it kind of like, I don't know, for me, it's not conducive to my process of stand-up. Like, I'd rather do it in front of an audience. And if people don't laugh in the audience, then I know I got to change that shit up. You know, like, I got to change that shit up quick. And then I'll do something else, and then someone laughs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, like, you have to have experience to be picked for these shows. It's not like, you know, just like you have to have experience with stand-up if you want to transition into acting. Like, they're not going to, right? Like, the reason you're getting acting roles now is because you've been a really good stand-up for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that has something to do with it.
Absolutely.
With reality, I'm more typecasted. They could be like, I don't know if Chanel is really good at stand-up since she's done reality TV. It's like, but what does one have to do with the other, right? Because on reality TV, I was doing improv on the green screen. I was writing jokes. I was saying jokes.
Saying and writing those.
Yeah. Oh, so okay. Then why doesn't that translate? You know what I'm saying?
Because you got to show them. They can't see
exactly.
It. That's if you have that skill set,
and
you have to show
them.
And that's
why I like to work hard at stand-up. I'm like, I'll do any show. I'll just hustle
but see,
because
that's also
I want to prove myself.
Like everyone, it's weird that it's such hard work.
Such
like, you know who else is like that? Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
That's right.
And Vinny, he's Long Island guy also?
Staten Island,
okay.
Yeah.
He's also like, he feels like he has to work hard to get the approval of the comics.
Yes, always of the comics, because the comics are what matters. It's like you look up to the comics, right? So as you're getting up, as I was growing up, I didn't give a fuck about reality TV. I took it as a job, but I really was hanging out with the comedians, whether it was like at Cellar or New York Comedy Club. I'm like, they're cool.
Yeah.
These are the people that are brilliant. These are the people that are hilarious. These are the people that also don't give a shit about fame, really. They care about the craft.
Yeah.
Whereas reality TV is kind of sometimes cheating. You're like taking a gig for a paycheck, but it's not necessarily, I don't know, creative.
You know what's so funny? What you just described to me was the entire situation of the hood.
Okay. Wow. All right.
The niggas on the corner was the comedians. Those are the dudes that had to walk past every day. The fuck you want to go to school for, nigga? I'm out here. We out here getting money. And it was short money, you know what I mean? But it's like, wow, because those are dudes that I wanted to respect. Those are the dudes that I wanted to impress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, although I was on a path and I was already past those men.
Right.
Yeah.
As a boy, but just by me going to school and getting the education and getting the high school diploma and all that and getting accepted to college, I'm already past these men on the corner.
Yeah.
But I'm still coming to them with my college boy shit, like trying to get that approval. And it's like, it's almost backwards. It's like, you've already got an audience. And now you're coming to people that ain't even been seen. Like,
and still getting approval from them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Where you just kind of got to get your people and go do the show that you want to do.
Yeah, man. So yeah,
now, the interesting thing is...
I'm always say you stink.
So yeah, right, right.
But that's the thing. That's a real thing. Like Derek Gaines, a friend of mine who I respect.
You so you don't worry about me. Yeah, you're going to make your money.
I'm going to care what he thinks.
Yeah.
Right? Because I respect his craft. I respect his talent. I think he's one of the most talented. I respect the same way.
Don't you make me blush.
So I don't want you guys being like, this bitch sucks, but at the same time, you're right. I have to think about where I've been and what I've accomplished and what I'm doing, where not everybody's gonna agree with
me. And you know the funny thing about that is, I can't speak for everybody else, but I don't think I'll go out there and just see somebody doing anything and be like, this bitch sucks.
I would never do that.
But
you wouldn't?
Here's where you will get it. Here's where you will get it.
Yeah, I might. Okay. I might.
When you feel
trying to get my approval.
Yeah, don't ever try. Okay.
Especially when I'm out
here.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah, like it's trying too hard. You know what I mean?
Can you guys notice on someone when they're trying too hard with you or around you?
Absolutely.
That's the one thing we know how to detect the quickest. Dylan, this nigga, and me. Yeah, every guys, city, we, every club.
And so how do you, like, what's the one, like,
remember
clue?
When you came
like,
down to my green room?
Yeah.
And you was the only one standing up tripping about the
weed? But I was also joking.
And I was like,
I thought that's endearing, but then I learned from you that that's not endearing.
I was like, your frequency, the vibe was here, and you was doing some goofy shit. So I'm glad you sat down and enjoyed yourself when Leslie Lohan mom came in and did all the stuff.
I'm a bit more jaded. I'm like that Meghan Trainor song. You know that Meghan Trainor song? She's like, I know you lying because your lips is moving.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I know. If you talking to me, I already know. Yeah. I was in this city for a long time. Nobody talked to me.
That's right.
Now motherfuckers talking. Know. What's so interesting, huh? I'm the same
so
nigga.
True. Yeah.
I'm the same nigga except from 17 years ago. What's so interesting now? You know what I mean? Like, so that's where it'd be like, okay, but that's also a bit of a defense mechanism. But, you know, it's a thing. Some people, you feel their energy when they're around. You know what I mean? Where they just, they just here or they throw something in every now and again, but they're not.
We circled up smoking and they stand right outside the cypher trying to.
Yeah, like they don't know their place. Like that's the thing. It's where's the boundary, I guess, of how do you know you're, you know, because it's a business too. So you want to network, you want to try to network. But at the same time, why would you care to network with someone who's like a beginner? That doesn't do anything for your career or that doesn't do anything
for... Well, first off, I don't see it as a business. This is recess to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you come in here with this business card bullshit, I'm going to let you know something.
That's another thing, yeah.
No, but I'm saying like...
And that's another thing that we always... We take it serious, but not that serious.
Not that goddamn
like if a motherfucker... Right. Like comic, you still got a business card?
No, I don't know.
Do you have a comedy card?
Not a comedy business card, but I have a business card for my podcast, Chanel in the City, but not for comedy.
Has anyone come to any of your shows, a young comic, like, here's my card, or they like
yes,
they got
I've
that little
that.
Bumpy type thing
that.
Of all of their comedy info,
yes.
Where it's like, hey, man, I get it, you're trying to be a professional, but this here, we do via text message.
That's
via
what I'm saying,
inbox.
It's like casual, it's chill.
It's the same as like, it's that like when motherfuckers do that shit, that's like when a white guy come to the hood, like, hey, is this where I come to buy some drugs?
Oh, God!
Well, it's like when I was within the
green
room.
You might be a cop. Get the fuck off my corner.
The fuck off the
block. But it's like when I was in the green room.
And I'm from the burbs, and I know not to do that.
When I was
shit.
In the green room with you, like, Derek was like, yeah, like, you don't got to pitch me. Like, we don't base people that we talk to in life or in this industry or, you know, on what they are, who they opened up for.
Shows
if I think you're funny or I think you're vibing with me or I think you bring a value, you know, something to the table right
or
now.
You fuck with my alternative intros, you good.
Yeah, then I will fuck with you, which I think is really cool.
Right, right.
I think that you're right. We have to get out of that business mentality. We do have to get out
of it. Well, there's time for it.
Jewish people.
Only Jewish people do.
Because Jewish people, y'all got it down to the, I only do business if you have the same hair as me and are you wearing the same shoes and the hat? If not, we can't do business.
No,
because you don't follow the same rules I follow.
It's true. Like,
it's
getting to that
mantra. That's the mantra that you grew up in. So, you know what I mean?
And I'm trying to get out of that mentality. Like, almost like, yo, there's also friendships. There's also like, hey, I'm just going to do this because I think you're mad talented. Or, you know, we're friends. And I think it's funny if you open up. I don't know, but not business, you know?
It's different when you're, as an other, basically, here's the deal. It's hard when two artists are communicating as business people. Fans over the age of 21, I'm going to tell you about MePod, our newest vape pen sponsor. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. I can tell you, I'm not a vape user, but the people on the network who are into vaping can't shut the hell up about MePod. Lots of talk about the flavors and the quality of the MePod devices. Also, let's be honest, if you're still smoking, it can be kind of gross around. And it's annoying hanging out with people that still need a lighter and want to smoke in your car.
And got yellow teeth.
Yeah.
And they got film all over the walls.
We did modify smoking. Vaping might be the best way to go.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's, you don't have to go out and
I wish my Nana vaped.
Yeah, you would have had a better relationship,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man.
Nana might still be here if she was a vapor.
Yeah. She might. If Nana was me potting, we'd probably still be playing poker together every Thanksgiving. But anyway, go ahead.
So for all you vapors out there, and I want to tell you, this product is available at MePod.com because if you're a smoker or a vapor, you're going to love these. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapors can refill with any vape juice flavor they prefer. Long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options. MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers.
Oh, wow.
That's the smoke that we deal with.
That's the smoke. The other smoke. Yeah. The grown man smoke.
Nicotine, fine. Do whatever you want to do.
Nicotine, bit hearsay.
So,
did dare done that.
But lastly, MePod has fast shippings, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love MePod and support of sponsors that support our show by going to MePod.com and use promo code NNFA, and you're going to get 15% off. Once again, that's MePod.com and use promo code NNFA, and you're going to get 15% off.
So the MePod be moving.
Yeah.
Same damn delivery. The MePod be moving, nibble.
Which is better than sending your kids to the store for cigarettes.
Yeah. Get some MePod. That sounds like the shit you put in the drinks.
Yeah.
The little flavor thing in the water.
Oh, shit.
So MePod is like the vapor.
Flavor that... juices. Now we smoking flavor juices.
Smoking flavor juices. MePod.
Let's get back into it.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. When you're mixing art and business together, it's always going to be uncomfortable. Artists prefer to just be artists together. That's why they have business people that y'all work out the business shit. Let us go be artists together.
Right.
That's the language
that's
that we're
smart.
Speaking in the green room. This is all art. So if anybody's in here, hey, I was just networking and I talked about a contract and
you bring that LA shit.
You bringing the business into the art, man.
They do that in LA a lot.
I
that
don't
shit.
Like
right.
it.
New York, they don't. Right. And that's the thing. It's like here, it's all about it's not about money or business. It's about who you know, but do you fuck with each other? Not who you know, meaning are you friends? Are you there for each other?
Yeah.
Are you liking? Do you vibe with each other?
I'm gonna make a new word. The green room is a vibratocracy.
I love that. A vibratocracy.
You are based on your vibe in this
motherfucker. What was going on in your head while we were
Because she's just yammering on, and I'm like, all right. And I'm like, let me
I am just rambling. I'm high. I'm not just being a typical woman. I'm high.
I didn't say any of that. But you're here giving herself her own advice. It's weird.
Let's get it. We're lighting up the mood. We're going to play a little bit of a game. We're going to play a game with Chanel. We're going to do some plugs, but we're going to get into do you have a cut? Because we play a fun game with that. So let's do some plugs. Let's get some plug music going on. We can make some plugs play a game.
Having a good show. This is a good show so far. Come on, Chanel.
This is fun.
This is a fun time.
All right, man. So, Chanel Amari, where can the people find you if they're looking for you online?
All right. You can follow me at Chanel Amari, at Chanel in the City Podcast, at the All-Star Comedy Show, which I have a comedy show June 14th tomorrow. I don't know when this comes out, but tomorrow night, 7 p.m. And every month at The Stand, Derek performed. You're performing July 12th.
Okay.
Nasty ass Lisa Ann was in there.
Yeah, Lisa Ann was in there. Everyone was going crazy for her.
Yeah, they be
She's
in
hot.
There.
And some of the housewives come too.
But Pete Game, this is why I like Lisa Ann now. Everybody complimented me but her. She said, I can't give you a compliment. Everybody else did. I can't blow your head up. I said, I think this bitch
is
awesome.
Speaking the language.
I said, I'm trying to network this whole.
Right.
I said,
she knows what she's got.
Right. There you go.
No, you should have saw me.
There you go.
I'll just put it out right now. Lisa Ann called me a 10 out of 10. Just to point that out. That's on air, on the record.
Ooh.
Lisa Ann.
She called you a 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10 on the air.
What was the rating? On comedy?
No, it looks.
Oh, okay.
Not comedy.
Whoa. She humbled the shit out of me, and I fell in love with her instantly.
There you go.
At The Stand?
So, yeah, I so said, awesome. "Oh, you hell nasty yeah. bitch!" I said, hell yeah, that was dope. And I just walked away. I was like, "That was
yeah."
Dope.
We had Dina Lohan there. She got a kick, you know, Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She got a kick out of Derek.
Yeah.
She's so, like, let me manage him. I'm like, I think he has a manager already. But
so Chanel be having some people at the show, man.
I got some celebrities. Yeah, so it's a fun show once a month at The Stand. You can go to thestandnyc.com, get your tickets.
Okay. And you said, what's your Instagram handle one more time for the
people? At Chanel Omari.
All right. Cool. Derek, what you got coming up, man?
I just shot something, the Netflix YouTube special, my 15-minute Pete Davidson.
Be on the lookout for that. Pete Davidson and the Best Friends.
I'm like, if you watch today or if you watch this week, watch the intro of the special. There's a part in there where I make a text and then say I had COVID. Can we postpone it a week? And then I get kicked out the chat. I think it's fucking hilarious.
They incorporated that into the intro.
But they incorporated it. It's some ill shit.
It's a great intro. It's a sick
intro. See, that's the beauty of life, man, is the low is about to go to a high. That's going to make your entire set stand the fuck out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It looks different than everyone's set. It is a different intro. It doesn't come out with everybody else's, man. Yeah. This is dope. It's a bonus track, man. So make sure you're on the lookout for that.
And the Mike and Raph.
Mike and Raph, yes, it's finished up. We're uploading. Everything will go up on CD Baby. Thank you, everybody, for working so hard on this shit, man. This was a long, fun project, but we got it all done. I'm excited to put it out. Pandemic material going to rest out there for the collectibles. Also, guys, Black Ass comes back this week. Pay-per-view every Sunday. All right, you already know the deal. 308 Bedford Avenue,
June
every Sunday,
show.
10 o'clock. Yeah, we're doing a Juneteenth show. Everybody, we're getting dashikis.
We're getting dashikis this week. I'm going to find where we get the dashikis.
Dylan, you're shaking your head no. That you won't wear a dashiki?
I don't think I should, now.
You racist bastard.
I don't think
you got to put him in a dashiki. I would die.
If we get
viral.
We'll get you a dashiki and a fake beard to put on.
We're getting dashikis. Bean it's going to be nice. I'm going to make sure I find the place. I got to find an African store. I think there's one on St. Mark's.
I want to make sure.
You sell dashikis.
I want to wear a dashiki.
I just want to make sure no temple will ever let you back in. Ever. Ever. I want to cancel you.
No more
you from
synagogue
Judaism.
For you. You might as well hang out
cancel
here with us.
Cancel you, Jew.
All right, but guys, man, Black Ass, you already know the deal, where to go to find that pay-per-view. That is GasDigitalNetwork.com/events. You're in there for $5. All right. Also, we need you to subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. You can use promo code NNFA and get access to all of our bonus content back there. Ambitious Pools will live back there. We're going to record a good episode of Ambitious Pools
with
Chanel Amari. All right?
Talk about the movies again.
I keep wanting to say Black Ass at the Movies, which maybe we should just call it that. But
that.
No Need hits the movies. Those are behind there. All right? You can use a
black
trial.
Black people at the theater or some shit like that.
I don't
black
know.
People
we'll
at the theater. We'll name it.
Black people talking over movies.
Black people talking over movies.
Why am I paying for this? No. So
that was the first joke I made. When we first did the first episode, I leaned over and go, I mean, they're just doing what they do best.
But you can enjoy it, man. We make great comments. We watch great movies. All right. So all of that you can get trial access to using promo code NNFA to get a 7-day free trial, just $8 a month after that. And I just found this out. If you guys even signed up before using a different promo code, you could actually go in and change your promo code. It will show them that you're here because of us. Your rates won't change, but it will let the bosses know what you guys care about. So
NNFA, change it.
Yeah.
Change
Lewis
doesn't
narrative.
Need any more subscriptions. He owns
no
the fucking company.
Change the narrative. So just go and change your letters just to fuck with the other people at Gash, just to see if they notice. What's more Black Air Force One than that? What's more Black Air Force One energy than
Absolutely.
That? Than just by juking the numbers, by you guys just going back in and changing your promo code to give us credit for bringing you to NNFA. Matter of fact, send me a video of you doing that, and I'm going to send you a fucking t-shirt.
There you go.
Send me a video of you changing
the merch.
Your promo code.
Change your promo code.
And I promise you, I'll
be the system.
That's a cool.
Hey,
kid and play.
Calling all no-needers. Calling all no-needers. Change the goddamn promo code.
Yeah.
Change promo code. Cash, no need for apologies. The Army, better yet, a Navy.
Yeah. Speaking of, last thing I do want to plug, we got, I realized we were all out of whack. Because I remember we asked people to send submissions. And then I think those episodes got banked. So now in the episode that released, people are sending submissions, sending their Black Air Force One stories for a pair of free Black Air Force Ones, which I almost forgot about that shit. I almost forgot.
Are they sending their shit in?
They're sending them in. Yeah, the episode went live Sunday.
Hey, still great fans.
And they're like, guys. Hey, guys, here's my Black Air Force One story. So I'm like, oh, shit, right?
You're
like,
harboring criminals.
No. So we have some. What I want to do is I want to gather a few more. So if you're listening to this, send your stories in to noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com. No, they know the deal. Okay. Send it. Send your Black Air Force One stories to noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com. Just type your story in the body of the email, and at the bottom, leave your mailing address and your shoe size. And basically, once we gather them all, I will email you to let you know that that episode is coming out.
Doo-doo.
That way you can tune in, and we'll read the stories, and we'll pick them there. So send me some more stories, and you all will find out exactly when I'm doing the episode where I read the stories, and then we'll honor the contest that way.
That's right. No need for apologies forum.
Yeah, I forgot it's about it, but it's a good, like, the stories that I've already got are actually pretty fucking good.
No need forum.
I mean?
So, no need
yeah.
forum.
No need forum. No need forum.
No need forum.
Let's get into plugs. Let's get into a little bit of a game. Say it again.
You have the drop.
I have the drop? Oh, shit. All right.
Do he need a cut? I have no idea.
Okay, Dylan.
Okay, yeah.
Chanel, you still with us?
I'm with you.
Hold on.
Okay.
I love it. But what's so funny about it is I texted him this morning, right? Like, hey, do we have an intro for that? He was like, I can put something together by
play that shit one more time.
Do you need a cut? I have no idea.
You guys are dying. Dead.
You don't understand, Chanel.
Why is this so funny?
This is the equivalent of having a motherfucker just turn in anything for homework.
The Jewish way. No. The typical Jewish way. They used to call me Dog Ate My Homework, by the way, back in college.
Gave us a pot plant with no pot.
I thought he just did that right now, by the way.
Hey, shit, hold on.
It's catchy, though.
It is catchy. What is it? I don't know.
Need a cut? I have no idea.
It's creative, though. It's creative. It's creative. You gotta give it to Dylan. Like, he always adds, yo, you're crying.
Dylan's, Dylan's resume. God bless Dylan. Jesus Christ, man. Dylan, you're gonna be a fucking star.
So I was gonna say that, I swear to God. Dylan's gonna be a fucking star. He is a star. It's happening, bro.
Hold on. I
super
just
talented.
Play it one more time. Asshole. One more time.
Super talented.
Like,
do he need a cut? I have no idea.
Where did you find the music? You, because
that sounds like Simon and Frazier.
You went full on. Like, all right, you had to find the music first.
Right.
What did you type in to find that?
When we were setting up for the show, he was like, quick, put your headphones on. And I put them on and he played that for me. And I was like, how long did that take you to make?
Oh, shit.
What did he say?
That was some silly shit. She was like, how long did that take you to make? I was like, I don't know, like 15 minutes.
That is hilarious.
Far.
So, Chanel Amari, well, we're going to play a game with you called Do He Need a Cut? This might be difficult because the monitor is flickering in and out. But basically, we found that white people and black people don't really know much about each other's hair.
Yeah.
Okay. At all. It's to the point where, like, we can't even tell if, like, white people need a cut. We can't tell if Chinese people need a cut.
Okay.
White people, you usually can't tell if black people need a cut. Now, I feel like Chanel, because she's a Long Island Jew and what they specialize in, I think she's going to know whether black people need cuts or not.
Yeah.
So usually what we do is we try to send someone.
Before we go,
and show
do you frequent
other...
black? You strike
absolutely.
Me as a lady that frequents black.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Of course.
She's a hip-hop dancer.
Dude, I used to get my black hairstylist at Maury. She used to do weaves on me.
Yeah.
Okay,
weaves.
So, like, I know about black hair. Sure. Or, like, my, you know, black guests. They would come and they'd be like, yo, I need a wig. I need this hat. I need a cut.
Oh, no.
My
he
hair.
Was asking, do you fuck black dudes?
Oh, do I fuck?
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've dated
frequent
But not just fuck. I mean, I've also dated. Yeah. I've had.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You ain't got to go into
I
it.
I love black men.
What she's
I
trying to say.
I love
black. No, because she immediately thought of the guys and she went to their house and was like, oh, I can't do this.
No, I just want to be like a hoe and be like, yeah, I fucked all these black dudes.
No, that is how it comes across.
It does. I want to be like, I dated him. Like, Tate Diggs actually took me out on a date.
Like, if a chick is just like, hell yeah, I fuck a ton of black dudes.
You're 37. I know you're sitting on them. So you could just be like, it was a yes or no. Do you freaking black? Yes. And we could have kept going.
Frequent.
You went into
so what is
weed.
It? Frequent?
Here's the thing.
You went into
she's
hair.
So...
All my black friends are Maury.
She's
like,
such...
what the fuck,
Chanel
man?
Is such a Jewish princess, right?
I am.
That when you ask her a question, like this is the other thing about Jewish princesses, and I don't know what you have. It takes at least 3 or 4 times before they understand you're talking about sex. Like sex is so far from their mind initially.
Yes, because it's so taboo for us.
Yeah, that it's like you gotta like you
so
know
suppressed.
I'm talking about sex. What's up,
she
Natalie?
Did the opposite earlier. You were.
I did. I'm a pervert.
You guys were
sometimes.
Talking about tchotchke stuff on shelves, and she was talking about sex toys.
She's
so
right.
It was
yeah, so she all twisted in the brain.
Yeah, yeah. Good for calling
I was
her
just,
out on her.
So maybe you guys said about cut. You know why I said that?
That was
you
my
were talking
fault.
About cut.
That was
and
my
then
fault.
I was like, oh, cuts. Yeah, I know. Because
I said get
weaves.
Out of the gutter, and then I put you back in the gutter.
You said hairstyles about. Yeah.
No, no, you did good.
Yeah, okay.
I told you to get out of the gutter earlier.
Yes.
And then I just put you back in the gutter.
Now you just
want to
know if I date black men because you want to know if you, right. You just want to know if I date. Black men
I'm just killing time
we were killing
my man.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
What, it's no meaning. What are you doing?
I just like to put a meaning behind it.
Byron,
no.
Stop giving
Byron,
people dads.
I told you. I told you.
I am so high right now.
What did I say?
I am so high.
Remember what I told you?
Yeah, you said, can you handle this?
Yeah.
But I thought I could.
Yeah, and now
that's
you're here.
That's what
Long
she
Island.
Said.
That's what she said.
Don't pay attention to me, guys. I'm from Long Island.
No, but see, I think the reason why I was saying that thing about like when you do, like, because I've, you know, talked to Jewish girls like that. Like,
okay.
And they usually have like slamming bodies and you're like trying to hit and she's not picking up on it. And then they usually,
that's what you meant.
This bitch. Like, what did you think I meant? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no.
That's wild, though, man, because I've always asked Dylan about that. I'm sure the answers would be the same for you. So no affection in the home. Like, you didn't see your parents be affectionate with one another.
Not really. Wow. A lot of anger growing up. In Middle Eastern families, it's like that, too. It's like
not
a lot of affection. And also in Judaism, it's like they call it tznius, which means like you shouldn't be touching any men and women in general, but you shouldn't be touching until you're married. And when you're married, it's only saved for the, you know, for the bedroom, you know,
okay.
It's like sacred. So like,
yeah,
that's kind of what we were, you know, yeah, religious. It's, you know,
a lot of lockers and
a lot of
locks being thrown
and sheets
Wait,
in the middle.
Sheets. What's lockers?
Lockers is
potato
pancakes.
Yeah. Ooh, so you're Jewish. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. Derek
knows a lot about Judaism. Sometimes he knows more than me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I went to school. My grade school was a Jewish grade school, Greenberg Elementary. So
oh, shit.
So, like,
so you were raised
Derek
Jewish.
Derek is Jewish, yeah.
I'm Derek
Jewish. I can take you home to my parents if
Christian.
It doesn't work out with you and your girl.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean, kind of thing? Like, that'd be perfect,
Derek,
ideal.
Yeah, and but he doesn't like to travel. He complains
oh, that would be amazing.
A lot. Like,
he's a real Jewish
leaving
man.
Leaving New York is a big fucking...
I don't like leaving New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right.
So we got some trouble with the monitor, and just for time and purposes, we're just going to move on to another segment. So,
you sure? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all right. I was looking forward to it. But I think she's going to get them all right. That's why we asked whether or not you fuck black dudes.
You frequent black.
Because if we're
going to
show you,
gross.
The game would have been we'd have showed you a bunch of pictures of black dudes and ask you whether or not they need haircuts.
Okay, that's funny.
And yeah, yeah. You know, like, I guess you could do
that's
it with it. Us.
Oh, like this, Jamie Foxx, I love him.
Right, okay, they got the monitor.
He need
going.
A haircut.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he needs a little bit of a haircut.
Well,
really?
A little
no,
bit of a buzz.
No, because that's
really?
Just all no. paint up there. No.
It looks like he just painted something on his fucking forehead.
He needs some alcohol. He needs some remover. He don't need a haircut. He needs something removed.
Shit. He moved his shit
he
around.
He need his hairline washed off.
Yeah. He. Jay Fox do his hairline like how landscapers do mulch.
He needs his hairline.
Yeah.
He just spread it
He's
around.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I love Jamie Foxx. I met him in real life. Oh. And when you talk about swag, Jamie Foxx is swag.
Yeah.
You know, like he's just cool and nice and humble. And those are like characteristics you're like, all right, I'll jump in bed with you.
Yeah.
What the fuck
was
this
but
before?
He was like, I'm not doing that.
No, we're not trying to hook you up.
Was this pre or post Django that you felt this way?
Pre.
Pre-Django?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
answer.
He's always been hot, too.
I mean, no, Django, he went full dog.
Yeah, her voice got, she got all Kirstie Alley real quick. He's always been hot to me.
Kirstie Alley was hot to me. Yeah.
Get Kirstie Alley out of here.
Yeah. Put it in- Yeah, Kirstie Alley. I was a big fan of Look Who's
Talking. Kirstie Alley.
Who you got next?
Little Kirstie over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, he needs a little. He needs a little bit of a chop, chop, a little trim.
Yeah,
and buzz his, you know, the facial hair. Just a cleanup.
Buzz
a
it. Clean everybody, cut. Everybody likes to be. Every.
But I love the facial
beards.
Hair. On
you
men.
Like it?
Oh, I love.
Does
it.
Does he need a cut? This is interesting because it looks like he's going for a goofy
he's
little
going
curl.
For a goofy
look.
Curl it's, look. Like a burnt pasture.
Like a
yeah.
Kind of look like burnt pastures.
Okay, I might yeah, have to go like, I might have to cut. Go to the other lady in the room just to get a verdict on that. Natalie, what do you think there?
I was gonna say yes.
Yes, he
I
needs
think
a
his
cut.
His beard looks good though.
Yeah.
I think it looks neat. Is the top of his head looks
yeah.
Funny.
He's kinda got like a Dylan thing going on yeah. there. Like, yeah, yeah. Maybe he's starting to grow it out.
Nah, niggas try to do that curl like He basically trying to do what I got.
He just needs to shave the sides.
Shave the sides?
Just, yeah, just
I don't
shave
know.
The sides. Nah, I think his hair's fine. He going for that goofy ass
we
look. That's the wet hair look.
We didn't ask Chanel about the other white people in the room. So before we go back to that, like, can you look at Dylan? Does Dylan need a cut?
I feel like that's the style, though, you're going
you heard
for now.
You heard the shit?
The shaggy hair?
You heard the shit?
Just a little bit clean.
I don't think he needs
just
it.
A little bit trim, but no, I like the style.
Okay.
It's very shaggy shoe. Scooby-Doo.
Can you tell on other girls? Can you tell, does Natalie need a cut?
Let
or if you
Natalie.
Say she needs a cut, is that offensive?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know what girls think.
Yeah. I gotta, like, take it down. That's
Natalie's hair is beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's see. I don't think she's due for a cut. No, I think she's perfect now. I think she has good hair.
Natalie, are you due Thank for you. A cut?
Natalie, no, I think I'm okay. Now. The ends are, like, a little, getting a little... Like, they could
a
use
trim,
a trim,
maybe?
But I don't want it any shorter than this.
Yeah, I think it was the biggest mistake that I cut my hair. I used to have a long-ass hair up to here.
What happened?
Like the Little Mermaid.
What happened? What dramatic happened in your life?
Why is it always... Why do guys go to that?
Oh, right, women now, cut their hair?
That when we cut our hair, we go through a traumatic... I did
I
go
watched
through
the movie
a breakup. I'm not going to lie.
Show me a woman who has it. That's
I'm
all
not
going to
lie. I did go through some traumatic stuff now that I look back at it. But when I did it... I just, you know, I felt artistic. I was like, I hate my long hair. It gets naughty. I want something new. I want to dye it like Kim Kardashian, silver gray, but it turned purple yellow. Yeah. So, I mean.
You look like an
X-Man. You know what makes, but you know what makes women go, all right, let's do something new. That's when they detach from some D that they were
attached to. That they were attached to. I swear, when I got that cut.
Curled up on my basement floor, and after I recovered, all right, guys.
Yep, you on Etsy
come
now.
On, let's get out
Etsy
here.
Making,
let's
making
shake
blankets.
Things up.
When I got that cut, I remember posting it on Instagram, and my best friend called me. She's like, all right, who did it to you?
Absolutely. So I wasn't wrong.
But it's crazy how people go straight to that. Like,
because
what if
that's
I just,
what it is.
What if I didn't go through something, and I just wanted
but
to express
did.
My artistic
but
side,
women
which I did.
Only get artistic after
We're
they get their heart broken.
We're in entertainment. We want to be artistic.
You know how many chicks start painting
women
after
are,
they break up?
All young girls are artistic until they get their first piece of dick. Then they put all of their art down. They'll drop everything for that man. And then the minute that that doesn't work out, you know what? I should have got back into singing. And you know what I should have done?
And they start doing one-woman shows.
Yeah.
They a Punani poet.
Yeah. Women
get the
back
fuck
to,
out of here.
Women get back to all of their hopes and dreams in between relationships.
Absolutely.
The minute that they find a dick that they care about and they go, please, come. I will drop everything for you.
Why
and
do we like, do this shit?
That.
It's
you know that I almost lost. I was on the verge of actually losing so much money in my career for a man, and we do that all the time. We just in between relationships. That's what we do. We just give it all to the person, but mostly women do it with men. Women give up more for men than men give up for women.
Oh, I was about to say.
Like I have a guy friend. You guys would never put a relationship before this podcast or work.
Well, comedy,
meaning like there's discipline with you. For me, I almost gave up everything for this last guy, and I was like, why would I do that? You know what I mean? You don't think about it, but you're like, that's how I express myself in a relationship, giving myself to this person, giving everything up.
Or
right?
You know what you probably should do? You should probably date a woman for a while.
There you go.
A lot of people are suggesting that. I should.
Dead ass.
Dude.
Because you'll see what they do and you'll be like, oh, I see now why we get you'll look at her like, what are you doing? Stop making it so easy
for
me.
So do you think that we shouldn't make it that easy? And
what?
Do you think, like, in relationships with you guys, like, do you think we should play a little bit of a game?
No, you don't have to play a game.
Or
but
be
I think this.
Unattainable.
I think you have to be sustainable mentally on your own.
Yes, okay.
And be fine with that. That way you're okay when
you
people
don't have a public meltdown.
And go.
Oh, that's
because that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, public
people
meltdown
come and
is,
go.
It's bad look.
It's a bad look.
Yeah,
I've
public
had those.
Meltdown state.
And if you're not okay with being by yourself in this world,
with that jacket on,
you're always gonna cling to the first that person coat. That shows you some attention. It's the first person
and
that shows you they're
right.
willing to be company. You're like, stay with me forever. And it's not just in person. You'll do that
first
with friends.
First night, show and tell.
Friends, be my friend forever, please.
That's
BFF.
Dangerous, you're
right.
right?
As opposed to, hey, what's up? Hi, bye. We keep it moving. We have a good time. Versus. Why didn't my friend call me today? I thought we hang out every day. We do things every day. That codependency
is not good.
This New York.
But society also has trained us, I feel like, to be that way sometimes. You're like, oh, I got to hold on to this man or I got to cling on to this relationship.
Society taught me how to be a fuck boy.
Society taught you. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that. I think society taught
y'all. And to get away with it.
Because. Yeah. Y'all had, like, and I say y'all, I mean the Long Island Jews, you had like a network.
Yes.
Of people. Family. Yeah, people. There's a reason to stick together because you see the value in it. I come from broken homes, you know, where it ain't no, hey, we on our own, baby. You know what I mean?
Right,
that
like
that single
me
mom mentality. Don't trust nobody. They just want to fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yes.
So my outlook is going to be completely different. And if I meet somebody that's like, come on, let's build and make a network. And I'm like, slow down, bitch. Right?
Do I trust
brakes.
You?
Pump your brakes.
Right.
Woo. And, yellow light. Ho.
And if you
slow down.
And it's on both people because if you're not picking up my resistance and I'm not picking up how much this person needs it, then eventually we're someone's gonna go somebody because we're both uncomfortable.
Yes.
And someone has to be like, all right, I'm not changing. They're not changing. Maybe we should just go ahead and walk away from this. You know what I mean?
It's itchy.
Totally.
Relationships very itchy.
Relationships are hard. I don't know if I want to. Do I want to get into one? I ask myself, should I stay away from it because I think it's better for me? You know.
Good
I think I'll cause less damage.
Did you come up with that all by yourself?
I did. I've been inspired by this conversation.
Yeah. So we ask everybody this on the show, Chanel, and you're no different. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized, but you didn't?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Tell us about it.
I would probably say, okay, so a family member, is that okay? Like,
absolutely.
To bring that up.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have a family member, a cousin, who I've not talked to in like a very long time. Like, I think I should have, like, that's a situation where I should have apologized, but I was too prideful to apologize. You know what I'm saying? Because with family, so much goes on growing up, right? You're close. I don't know. Are you guys close with your cousins?
Mm-hmm. Some of them, yeah.
Okay, so I grew up with a big family. Some of them I'm really close to. This one happened to be a best friend of mine. We're close in age, 1 year apart, and we just didn't see eye to eye in a lot of things. And I think a lot of times I was like a pushover growing up with her. Like, she was kind of like the leader and I would be the follower, and I resented her for a lot. So I think the last time we spoke, I had said a lot of mean shit
because I was angry.
And I had like said a lot of mean shit about her and like this business she was starting. And I was like, you know, fuck you basically. No, don't ever contact me again. We're not family. It's because of you why I don't have pride in carrying my last name. Like, I said crazy shit. Like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. I'm like,
we're down a guilt road.
Yeah. And I didn't say sorry. And I should have said sorry, I feel, because life's too short. And then recently I had found out she's fine now, but she had found out she had something like in her leg, like a lump or something, but like she's fine. And so
you gave her that lump.
Trying to make her feel
she
guilty.
She internalized. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, Derek. But she, like, you know, she was like, I had to feel, I don't know, I felt guilty, you know, where I'm like, I should have apologized.
Yeah.
Or I should apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I apologize? You know, just because life is too short, right? And
right.
So, like, who cares about the petty shit or growing up or my childhood issues? You know what I mean? It's still family.
Right. That's funny, because that means that's the soft way of you saying, you know, you were lashing out because of something that had nothing to do with her.
Correct.
And you were mean.
Yep.
Right.
She was a weak,
like,
opponent that you could be like, you know what?
Well, there's two sides.
I'm fucking with you.
Right. There's two sides of the story. But like, sometimes I feel like we always want to be we don't want to be the first to apologize. And that shouldn't matter. Like, we should apologize if we feel like we did something wrong or said something wrong. Like, just because I might be mad at her for things she's done wrong to me my whole life doesn't mean I shouldn't apologize for the things I said, right? Or
right.
how I reacted, or just not talking to a family member for a long time. I don't know. I mean,
I'll give you this. If she's a follower like that, she sounds pretty dense. So she probably doesn't even know. She probably doesn't even remember. And you're sitting there like, ah,
right.
I probably owe this person an apology. Yeah. And then you go to apologize to them. And they're
walking around all with anxiety. Yeah, anxiety in your nose. And yeah. I hear you just nasally with anxiety because you holding on to shit that she
was. Yeah. Or like the other night, I felt like I had to apologize to Derek.
Why?
I don't know, because I was joking, but you know how I was like, you're like, you're getting feisty a little bit right now. We were joking with each other. I know, but then you're getting your own head, right? Again, that goes back to the whole comedic, like, you don't want to disappoint someone you respect or whatever. Right, so you're in your own head and you're like, maybe I should have apologized to him. Like, I was telling Johnny McDonald, I was like, should I have apologized to him?
You were telling who?
Johnny McDonald.
Who the fuck is that?
Do you know what that is? He's just a comic. He's a comedian in the industry.
Right. He do comedy?
He does comedy. And he was like, I think you're in your own head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was joking with you. But that's just an example. Like, yeah. Like you're saying about
especially
my cousin.
Especially who made the... You just heard him say, Lisa Ann made an impression by not doing that. By saying the meanest thing possible.
Right. Well, you never know if that's
like, I immediately liked her.
Well,
like,
here's the thing.
But you don't know if that's going to throw somebody off or not throw somebody off.
She didn't care.
She was
authentically
and that's
her.
Why I was like, well,
right?
Damn,
okay. She didn't give a fuck.
So you're saying the key is not caring?
But no, you ain't gonna just be able to do that. That's in her nature. Getting railed by all them dicks done made her cool. You see what I'm saying?
That's in her nature. Getting railed by
she
fucking this lovely
she don't,
Sand.
Well, she don't give a fuck.
She can take a joke. Yeah.
She clearly don't give a fuck.
See, I'm different nature. You're right. I give too much of a fuck.
Right.
But I was also raised that way. The Jewish way is giving too much of a fuck. Get now? Like a yenta.
Yeah.
Like if you do this, they're going to judge you for that. If you're going to have sex with 30 guys, you're going to be a hoe and go to hell. You know, the things they say to you can fuck your brain
Such
up.
A misconception too, man. Like, yo, do you understand how dope hell must be? All of the cool people got sent there. All the cool people are in hell. I want to be up in heaven with the goody goodies, like Biggie said. What did he say?
I just don't like that fire aspect because I got real sensitive skin, so that's why I'm trying to get to heaven.
That's hilarious. You need that
my
cool
eczema
white.
Can't take them flames.
Tell him what I told you before the show started.
What?
I have a theory that because of your eczema, you are more prone to spontaneously combust.
Yeah, that shit is wild. Right?
That's hilarious.
I got high as fuck this weekend thinking about that spontaneously combusting of just like,
yeah,
just engulfing.
I can have
flames.
A flare up.
Byron, stop giving people dabs.
What are you doing to these people, man?
No, he's sitting there talking about.
I was thinking that.
I figured Byron
cadetted out, giving herself advice, talking to us. That shit was wild.
Yeah. I was talking literally out loud about just bullshit for 2 hours.
Like, we in the room, but I think she used us.
Real quick, I want to do this video before we get out of here. I want y'all to see this thing about how we be using technology. See the video that says Alexa, using Alexa wrong?
Okay,
have any of y'all used any of these talking bots to ask them questions and shit like that?
Yes.
You have one?
Oh, I have one, yeah.
Really?
It doesn't work, though.
Really?
I feel like I have to ask the person, the bot, like, over and over again the same question.
Okay.
And I get different answers.
Do you have one? Or you got your mom?
I'm going to be using that shit.
What you mean? You got one on your phone?
My mom probably got an Alexa or some shit like that.
Dylan, you use one. I know, Dylan, you told me you use Siri like that. Like, you'll yell out to Siri to play a song.
I don't do the home devices, but when I'm on my boosted board, I like pretending like I'm Iron Man and going, hey, Siri, I changed her to the Scottish version because that's what Friday is. She's Scottish.
Okay. How did you find out that you could do the change to Scottish thing?
Because I wanted to change her name to Friday. And then they were like, you can't do that, but you can change her voice. Yeah, like Tony Stark. Yeah, exactly.
You can change the name too?
No, that's what I looked up. Unless you jailbreak your phone or do some other shit, you can't do it. So I found out you can change the accent to whatever you want.
See, this blows me out. This is why I want to look at this video, because I don't know how to use electronics like this. I don't want to be bored
really
with electronics
with
to figure out this kind of shit. This is
Alexa.
The same type of shit that this guy was doing with the Alexa thing. Watch this shit.
Hey, Alexa. I want you to fucking fart for me.
I think you just whispered to me. From now on, when you whisper, I will whisper back.
Oh, you're
you
a dirty bitch.
I didn't even know Alexa did this.
Oh my God, Alexa.
I'd rather
fart for me.
Okay, here's big fart.
Oh, shit.
That was a deep one.
Bruh.
Yeah, give me another one.
This must be a prank. I did not know they do
this. This is fucking disturbing.
This is disturbing.
Bro, we've been in the house
People are
long,
getting
man.
Off by this as we speak
Why
right now.
Why the fuck does Alexa do that, man?
I don't think she does. I think that was a prank.
Now, I didn't even know you could change Siri to Scottish shit, but it's like, Who even hilarious. Thinks to talk to it like that?
That is hilarious.
Who even weird, thinks man. To ask the motherfucker to whisper or to whisper?
Why
Alexa?
You wouldn't do it if you were bored? Like but try to get horny. Try to get horny with the Alexa.
That's what that is.
Of
I can't fuck it, so I
can
whisper
do
to
with it. You just
can
fucking
whisper.
Around.
Fuck to it. Fuck whisper.
I'll whisper to it.
It.
I'll whisper it. So I can't put my dick in it. That's what, dude. That's basically what that is.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I can't put my dick in it.
Yep.
So I'll whisper to it and see what I can do. Some creepy shit, and then it winds up working. Man, yeah, we've been in the house too long.
Hey, no need for apologies, man. Get it how you live, but Jesus Christ, man. Right.
Rather that, I'd rather had that do that than, you know, because this dude's out there that's like getting they chest shit on.
So, what yeah. is that fascinate? Yeah, that's gross.
That's weird, I think it's something
Amber
about her
just, the yeah, do you know how
up?
She shat in yeah. Johnny Depp's bed? It's yeah, like
but,
a whole fascination.
But Johnny didn't want, he didn't want the shit on the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Some weird shit.
And I bet you Amber
That was
Heard.
A scene on Atlanta.
Amber Heard probably came in with a lot of tchotchkes.
Yeah, she definitely has a lot of tchotchkes. That was the number one red flag that Johnny Depp should be like, yo, those snow globes, bitch, you're definitely going to slander my name throughout this town.
Amber Heard had to start doing Tyler Perry movies to catch up.
Johnny Depp walks around with all the rings.
Huh?
He has all the rings. Like Johnny Depp has, like, he's like the king of accessories. Yeah. They're both insane. They're both the king of tchotchkes.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of tchotchkes.
All right, this has been a fun episode.
Fun episode, man.
Thank you.
We're about to wrap this one up. Chanel, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
You can find me at Chanel Omari.
Say it in a whisper.
At Chanel Omari.
No fart.
Ew, women don't do that.
When y'all awake. Oh, boy, y'all go
Jewish
to sleep.
Jewish Long Island women don't do that. That's for sure.
That's
okay?
So funny. No fart.
I should have been an ASM. What is it? ASMR.
What is that?
When they talk like this. Yeah.
That's what that is?
Yeah. Sexy voice, I'd make a lot of money.
ASMR, that's what that is? I didn't know what that was. Mm-hmm. I was today years old when I knew that.
Autonomous something.
They talk like this and it gets people off. I don't know.
Wow.
I guess that's why. Maybe Alexa started doing it after that shit. All right, man. Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Guys, if you're watching this episode on Sunday, tonight at 10 o'clock on 1020, there's going to be the Black Gas live stream. So, guys, go subscribe. GasDigitalNetwork.com/events. And again, remember, Lewis owns the fucking company. Use code NNFA.
NNFA.
And go subscribe to us. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Yeah, what he said. Bye, everyone.
All right. Hey, Derek, close us out.
Good night. I love y'all. Eat your vegetables. Talk to God. No need for apologies. There's an army. Better yet, a Navy.
Peace out.
Thank you, guys.